Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a profile in leadership with Dr. David Shulkin. I'm Michael Keegan, your host. The VA has played a role in training America's doctors and clinicians for decades with education and training programs. Here's Dr. David Shulkin.
One of the gifts that was given to the VA back in 1946 by the person then who was leading the VA, General Omar Bradley, was a recognition that if you worked with the country's leading medical schools, that that would be a good thing for veterans and a good thing for the medical schools. And so today, VA has relationships with 1,800 leading educational facilities and almost every major medical school in the country. It's why you often see a VA physically located next to a major university center wherever you travel. And so what many people don't realize is that if the VA system weren't here, there probably wouldn't be a way to be training America's healthcare professionals, because we train over 120,000 healthcare students every year. We're the largest trainer of medical students, nursing students, pharmacy students, social work students, and the lists go on and on. And so 70% of American doctors who train in medical schools will get some part of their training in the VA system. I know in my own case, I trained in three VAs during my medical training. And so if the VA system weren't there to provide this type of training, there wouldn't be a supply of healthcare professionals for the rest of the country. And frankly, this is a good thing, not only for the rest of the country, but for veterans, because these students come and they keep everybody who works at the VA sharp and with the new ideas and demanding that they have the best technology. And so this is a collaboration that really works well for veterans and works well for VA and is important for the rest of the country.
Going from training and education to research, for over 75 years, VA research has been around and doing cutting-edge work in medical and prosthetic devices. Dr. David Shulkin explained what they are actually doing in this area.
Well, again, the VA, besides its great clinical work it does, besides its educational work, also contributes to the country through its research. $1.6 billion a year dedicated solely to research that helps veterans' well-being. There is no other organization that does anything like this. But besides helping veterans, many of the discoveries and research that we do translate into important advances for the rest of American medicine. So the very first liver transplant done in the country was done in a VA. The nicotine patch was developed in the VA. The pacemaker, the dialysis machines that keep our renal patients alive, radioimmunoassays, the work that was done that shows that an aspirin a day may prevent heart attacks. The lists go on and on. Three Nobel Prizes done within the VA system. The work that led to antivirals to prevent HIV and hepatitis, much of that work done in the VA system. So when people talk about the VA system, I'm not sure they realize that if it wasn't for this type of research, we wouldn't have many of the advances that are existing today for all Americans.
I ended my conversation with Dr. David Shulkin asking him for advice. What advice would you give someone who's thinking about a career in either medicine or public service or both?
Well, the advice I give to all people who ask my advice is do something that you're passionate about. And if you're passionate about helping people, I couldn't be stronger in my advice to go into health professions and public service. For those that haven't had the opportunity to go and to help people and to contribute to the lives and improving lives for others, I think that they're missing out on something. So much of the dissatisfaction that I see among many of my colleagues out in the private sector in healthcare is because they are chasing things that really are increasingly difficult, which is their own autonomy and their own financial advantages. And I think that if people go into healthcare for the right reason, which is to help people and to serve, they're going to have great, satisfying careers.
This has been a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a profile in leadership with Dr. David Shulkin, the new Secretary of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.